I am Queen Sophia of the David Kingdom. I come back to the council today with great elation within my heart, and yet also I must share with you the concerns of some of those entities and beings of where we become a realm of reality. For in our realms are the elementals, those who control the earth, the winds, the seas, the waters. These are the Devic gods of the four directions. Those members of our realm who have in fact spoken to me quite ardently, for they have worn, for they have tolerated, and they have put up with very much of the blunderings of the human race. They have seen the travesties, and they have seen the destructions, and they would but blow you all away. In truth, elementals are, well, even if I say it, elementary. They therefore have simple answers and simple solutions and simple understandings. You are or you are not. Their powers are great compared with that of humans. Humans have, on many occasions, been prone to the destructive forces that these elementals have set upon them in frustration and annoyance, and thus are no longer capable of forbearance of such behaviors. And yet each time they do such things, these humans recollect as they weep and sorrow, and then they rebuild. But they rebuild anew, in the same old paradigm, in the same old way. The Devic Kingdom ranges through many aspects and many subtleties of heart, and although we encompass the mighty elementals, we also encompass the tiniest of sprites, the most delicate and delightful flower fairies. For how could one possibly produce something so delicate as a flower petal or fragrance? And yet these petals brave the winds, torrents, and storms, the lightning bolts, and all those other huge and fantastic energies. For we encompass and we exemplify both of those extremes. And that benefits humans. We thought it was such an obvious lesson to follow, which of course in earlier times and in earlier civilizations, we all know and recognized it has been one of the greatest tragedies of the human story, and in fact, one that has been repeated elsewhere on many occasions. As these beings gather understanding, they find themselves trapped in the head mind from which they develop technologies, answers to their solutions. So it is to their problems, which are all external answers. By creating mighty machines, they can do remarkable things, but every one of those machines comes at a great cost, for every one of those mechanizations creates heartless effects. When you build and manifest and build more from the building first, and so it goes, so the first tool becomes the next device, and from that device you build even greater devices yet. Each step takes it further away from the heart awareness, and thus further away from truth. And so these humans have been blinded by the might of their power. Look what we can achieve. Aren't we great? We can match the elements. Ah, if you only but knew. On many occasions, it has taken us, those who are more delicate of the Devic kingdom, to shine our love light around our elemental cousins with our love and our delicacies, and thus to call upon them to moderate their force, to allow within their sympathetic hearts to connect once more with compassion. For compassion is the essence applied to universal love. It is the way one manifests understanding of the other's position and releasing all those hedonistic. I would have it as I would choose it to be, egotistical ways. So yes, for us has been times that we too have seen the travesties and the damages and the trampling of all our delicate creations, all the wiping out of all those beautiful little animals and beings that we so lovingly created and supported in the plant realm, in the insect kingdom. Look you not at the butterfly? Can you not see love manifest therein? When love encodes information, look how it becomes from a little tiny cell into a rampaging caterpillar, a bulldozer of the plant realm, eating, but that eating is a release from those plants in its own compassionate understanding of the needs of the other. Therein itself is an entire lesson so often put before humanity. And then, after all that eating and all that amassing and all that I, me, mine of that caterpillar, it goes into a dormant form where it transforms its entire living body to re-emerge as a creature of absolute beauty, a creature so gentle, so harmless, as it delights so delicately upon the flower's emergence and drinks so delicately with their own so fine and gossamer tongues of the beautiful nectar our beloved flower realms provide, and thus delights you all in their colors and their gentleness. But no, so many times, so many humans who externalize their wants and their wishes without understanding and without wisdom, they simply turmoil our species, creating hideous, evil concoctions, atomic collections that create devices and even more heartless devices that would dissemble and destroy not only our beautiful butterflies and others of the insect realm that cause and discomfort that of our plant realms. They wreak havoc upon all those beautiful creations that support and create all of these delightful and magnificent beings within the realms, within the soils. The living soils. Ah, now there is another realm of our heartfelt joy. They that are able to transmute base mineral rock into support and life-giving succor. These beings, so small, that is one cell, they can live eternally until those humans invented devices and chemical compositions that entirely alien to any form of heart love. Devices and compositions which deliberately setting out within the intent, the most malevolent intent, to separate and disconnect and disassemble and wreak havoc, which lasts for eons, which have so many ramifications. Ah, We Devas have had to work so long and hard to rebuild and recreate and to save, and it has been a losing battle. We have had to move backwards and away to find small pockets, untrammeled nature, small little places within which we can maintain and hold the genetic blueprints, the loving intentions to create beauty that would create the living foods that would provide all of your base human needs. When you are in fact attuned to what it is we are offering. Ah, yes, I am pressing down upon my courses for all of those of my realm, but in doing so, I will hopefully bring forth the inclination here for more beings upon the earth realm, and so to the other members of this esteemed council to come to some understanding of the delicacies of the energies of which we are empowered, and also the miraculous duties which we create, form, and flower, and sweet perfumed essences, and delicate airs, and life-giving rainfalls, life-giving rain. Have you ever understood this is a water planet? That one simple, beautiful molecule? Look at it more closely, dear humans. Who would be scientists? Who would analyze and pray and pare down? Look at the shape. The shape itself, our angel wings, our eagle wings, the energetic outpourings of that simple combination of hydrogen and oxygen that creates that one particular molecule. In the key, it is the key to so many forms of life upon your planet, and yet even that you have poisoned and polluted and wasted and defiled. You have taken beautiful rivers that have taken so many forms and so many energetic reasons to be, and harnessed and corralled and used and abused and allowed to be polluted in the process. Yes, you have produced foods that are sustenance, and yes, indeed, we understand those needs. After all, if it were not for our work, none of those seeds would germinate. Why have your scientists looked straight past that miracle? That how does every seed really grow? Yes, they have understood the mechanism of how the male part and the female part coming into combination. But even now, none of your brilliant minds have even attempted to understand the miracle of that creation moment. How, too, what you would call inner parts can come together, and in that coming together form the essence, an essence that is in the plant realm and within the microcosmic realms, can sit dormant as spores or seeds for millennia of time, and then at the right moment, suddenly, miraculously, spring into life. That, dear ones, does not happen by chance. That does not happen by mere, I want it to happen now. It happens through miracles, the miracles that we only have the key to create. And in your headlong ways to wish to control and to say that you know the ways of nature, you have bred and crossbred, and you have used their energies and abused their energies, and you have brought forth new tainted plants. You have, in fact, of recent times, created things which we call most evil, for beyond all of these complications, there is another aspect which those in the human realm have yet to understand. For we, like the great Elohim, are bound by the universal law. We are here in creation, for we are an aspect of the Creator's wishes. And so our charter, our reason for being, our incontrovertible impulses are to serve life, life in its outpourings, life in its understanding, life in all its beauties. So when your scientists have trembled upon the rules of creation, and when your scientists have taken a part of a genetic code of one being and transgressed all the laws of divinity and all how one realm works in cohesion and cooperation with another, no, you have ignored all those things, and your egotistical minds have said, oh, no, none of that is required. We can be the gods. We can take the genes of a fish and inject it within a tomato. The scientists say by doing this that these tomatoes can withstand all the colds and the ills of the fish that are so naturally meant to do. By doing this, you have prostituted our will, for you have taken our ability to create, and you have forced us by the fact of our dedication and charter from the Creator to always implement God's will. You have thereby forced us to create these genetic mutations, and although we could foresee great damages that would be caused because of it, yet we do not possess the free will to say, no, we will not do these things. We are beyond honor bound. Our entire reason for being is an aspect of manifesting the Creator's will. So we have allowed and we have been a party to these creations that you have insisted to be brought forth. And even more hideous still, you have forced us to help bring the pseudoplasm into the act of life. Seeds that contain poisonous intent, seeds for food crops that you would use for your foods that have within their genetic structure the ability to withstand massive doses of poisons. Poisons which before these creations would have disseminated and destroyed the plant, yet now those plants are filled with these evil protective mechanisms, mechanisms which again, in your ignorance and your arrogance, you have released upon the planet. Ah, yes, because of this, you will make greater profits and outgrow the previous yields as long as you use more of those hideous poisons. And what has happened? You have already massive, unwarranted, unexpected, unplanned amounts of dispersals. There are now weed plants, plants that, yes, even though we must create those weeds, plants, for they are part also of the charter. The evolutionary forms that have developed upon this planet because of the pollution and because of the selfish, egotistical, disconnected minds of those humans who would control. Those seemingly valueless weeds are now what we would call demon plants. for they now contain these evil protective mechanisms that are held within their form ways to be resistant to all tools that man would use to bring control. Instead, man has released aspects now of which they have no control within the plant realm that this amounts to. It is like releasing an atomic bomb. The destructions, the consequences are so far-reaching and so long extended. All of these things shall require miraculous intervention if they are not to continue to multiply and create further massive destructions in many, many realms. So I bring forward these examples this day again to help those from other realms far beyond to understand some of the complexities in our microcosmic realms. And so the hurdle with which we are now saddled, some of the great torment of which we are torn within our hearts. We have never wanted to produce such ugly and malevolent things, and yet we have been inevitably consumed and controlled and forced to do so. There are so many within my realms who weep disconsolately, who find despair, and those of us who hold that magnificent beauty that was so fleetingly felt yesterday. Those of us who hold such beauty have been forced to spend so much of our time just bringing forth that love and that wonderful restored energy simply to keep our own brethren, our own little sprites, our own fairies, our own goblins, all of those beings within our realms who have served so faithfully and so timelessly to support the natural kingdoms and thus provide the realms within it, within which humans have been, so we thought, allowed to grow and evolve. So for us to hear of a radical new way forward, a way that would change the entire format of humanity, a way to bring that disconnect between heart and head, mind back into unity. Oh, veil, dear ones, know you not, for I now ask you to know indeed the joyous response with which I welcomed when I brought forth the news to those within my councils, news which spread like lightning fire throughout my realms. Ah, but not the elementals, but as I have already explained, they are a realm unto themselves. But those of us in the more delicate realms, those of us who work at those very fine gossamer thread worlds, all of us can see the potential. All of us can appreciate the implications of bringing unity back between hearts and minds. Ah, yes. And so I say, dear ones, although I have wept that we have all been strained and pained and somewhat discolored and forced to do the most abominable things, we welcome your suggestions. We will bring this Melvedic Council our most ardent wishes if this miraculous suggestions can be brought into being. I am Queen Sophia, stepping back.